stop, or I'll shoot back at you. Next on Principles and Policies. Hello, this is Chuck Michaelis. I'm the Vice Chairman of the Institute for Principled Policy and the Executive Director of Camp American. And usually I'm the co-host here at Principles and Policies. But today Barry Sheets is in Washington, D.C., where he is doing some of his professional work as a lobbyist. And he does some fine work for some great Christian-based ministries. And this is exactly what he's doing today. So we're giving him a break and doing this program without him. He'll be back next week. You might be wondering about the cryptic opening to today's show, and it has to do with a law that was recently passed in Indiana that is raising some controversy. And it's really not shocking that it's raising controversy. There are a number of people who are upset and a number of people who are very pleased. For instance, the Indiana State Fraternal Order of Police is quite upset. The president of that organization, Tim Downs, opposed the legislation and said the law could open the way for people who are under the influence or emotionally distressed to attack officers in their homes. Now, we're going to look at portions of this law that put that to the lie. Yes, it would require someone to be emotionally or psychologically unbalanced to come to that conclusion if they know anything about the law. And in fact, it sounds like Mr. Downs is attempting to create a situation that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't want to accuse him of this, but it's very possible that he wouldn't mind something like that happening as long as no one was killed, so that he could get this law overturned. Because what this law does is it essentially allows an individual to protect himself in his own home from an unlawful entry by civil servants. Now, that seems like a no-brainer, right? Sort of. This stems out of an Indiana Supreme Court decision that goes back to 2011, in May of 2011, in which the Indiana State Supreme Court basically came out with a ruling that said that there's no reasonable right to defend oneself in one's own home against the entry of a police officer. Now, in normal cases, if there's a law being broken, a policeman can come into your home with or without your permission. But the question then is, if there's not clearly a law being broken, under what circumstances can a policeman enter your home and forcibly enter your home? And that's the question here. And what the Indiana Supreme Court did was rather unartful. Because what they said was, anytime a cop wants to force his way into your house, he's justified in doing so. Well, that doesn't work. In fact, it goes against over 1,000 years of common law tradition, which basically says that the king, or in this case, the government, is below the law. In other words, the law does not exist in the person of a police officer. He is a representative of the government, and he is required to obey the law himself. And how many cases have we heard of recently where the police have been called on some kind of a domestic dispute, say someone who is renting a room to someone and is being assaulted by those renters, and calls the police to come to his house because the renters are making trouble, and the owner of the property himself ends up in the back of the cruiser and hauled off to jail while the renters are allowed free rein in the home, even though the landlord was the one who called the police, because the police have mistakenly made a determination, because they very often separate the opposing parties, and sometimes the policemen believe the renters who have caused the problem over the person who owns the property. And so, meanwhile, this poor property owner who all he wanted was his house back ends up in jail, oftentimes with charges, because after all, police are not allowed to make a mistake ever. And so therefore, they have to press charges and they have to come up with something to charge them with. Meantime, this poor property owner finds these people realize that they're going to be thrown out of his home, so they rob him blind while he's in the pokey. Or they destroy his house or do whatever they were doing. these things happen all the time. There are other cases. For instance, there was a case in San Diego several years ago. Wrong address on a search warrant. Police break in. The fellow has no idea why the cops are in his house. In fact, he doesn't know it's the cops. All he knows is his door's been kicked in on a no-knock warrant. And he comes out of his room and opens fire on these intruders because they haven't announced themselves as police officers. They shoot him to pieces, and I don't remember now whether he died or not, but in any case, they shoot him to pieces. And later, witnesses are heard. All the officers are taken outside after the mess is, the person is hauled off to the hospital. Of course, under arrest because he assaulted police officers. And all the officers are taken outside, and a neighbor witnessed the fact that the head of the raid was saying, okay, now we need to get our story straight. He shot first, right? So essentially, the Brotherhood was orchestrating all the testimony that was going to come out in the court case. Well, again, that doesn't work either. So the Indiana Supreme Court comes out with this, frankly, terrible ruling. There were ways of ruling in favor of the police officers being able to enter a home when they know a crime is being committed. That's a no-brainer. That's a reasonable search standard. And when a policeman knows that a crime is being committed, he has a reasonable motive for searching something. And in fact, it's that word reasonable where the problem lies. Now, we made mention of the fact that this right goes back over 1,000 years, and it does. First of all, it was written down, really, and the king was forced to accept it under very similar circumstances to Indiana. The king was forced to accept Magna Carta. Many of you know, have heard of Magna Carta. Many of you know what Magna Carta is. But essentially, the entirety of the Magna Carta is that the king is below the law. Now, you'll hear a lot of things about how the Magna Carta is no longer in force, and many of its provisions have been repealed and replaced. Well, that's true. And the reason it's true is that the Magna Carta was originally written so that the nobility had these rights and that the king basically had to answer to the nobility. A lot of you don't know that now we have many of the same rights, and we always did have, although government now recognizes the fact that we have the same rights that the nobility had in England in the 13th century. Now, actually, all they did in Magna Carta was write down some laws that had stemmed from much earlier in English history, back as far as the 800s, 800 and 900s, that were considered fundamental to the rights of Englishmen. And in 1215, what the barons were doing was basically forcing the king to recognize the rights that these barons believed that they'd had since time immemorial, in fact, that they were God-given rights. Now, a number of things came out of Magna Carta, for instance, the right to form a parliament, from which our Congress comes. The fact that the king is below the law, which is where this idea that people can defend themselves against illegal entry by a policeman, which the Indiana Supreme Court said they couldn't do. Well, Indiana, of course, passed a bill. It was called Senate Enrolled Act Number 1. And what that bill does, it allows a person to use deadly force under certain conditions. Here's what the law says. In enacting this section, the General Assembly finds and declares that it is the policy of this state to recognize the unique character of a citizen's home and to ensure that a citizen feels secure in his or her own home against unlawful intrusion by another individual or a public servant. In other words, this law is a castle doctrine. In other words, you are the ruler of your own home within limits, and even a public servant cannot illegally enter your home. And Indiana State Legislature is reaffirming this, despite the fact that the Supreme Court said the opposite. By reaffirming the long-standing right of a citizen to protect his or her home against unlawful intrusion, however, the General Assembly does not intend to diminish in any way the other robust self-defense rights that citizens of this state have always enjoyed. Well, not so much. I used to live in Indiana, and in fact, I lived in Indianapolis, and you were not allowed to, when I lived in Indianapolis from 1979 till 1981, I couldn't carry a pistol, legally. I couldn't have one in my home, legally. I lived in an apartment building. I was not allowed to own a pistol. An absurdity, especially in my neighborhood. Accordingly, the General Assembly also finds and declares that it is the policy of this state that people have a right to defend themselves and third parties from physical harm and crime. Let's talk about that. Illegal entry of your home by a police officer is a crime. Don't kid yourself. Legal entry is not. And remember, if a crime is being committed and he can tell there's a crime being committed, he has a legal right to enter your home and do a reasonable search. We have to make that clear. This is not open season on any cop that comes to the door. This is the right to protect yourself under extraordinary circumstances. And that's the whole point here. This is why Tim Downs, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police of Indiana, is dead wrong. The purpose of this section is to provide the citizens of this state with a lawful means of carrying out this policy. Now, they go on to define things like public servant. As used in this section, public servant means a person described, and they give the Indiana Code. A person is justified in using reasonable force against any other person to protect the person or a third person from what the person reasonably believes to be imminent use of unlawful force. There's the kicker. You're only allowed to use deadly force if you can reasonably believe that there's about to be imminent use of unlawful force. That means that if there's a policeman standing at your door and his gun is holstered and he's merely coming to ask a question, or he has something in mind. I recently had policemen come to my door because I'd lost my front license plate and they brought it back to me because they found it in the street. Would I have been justified in opening fire on those policemen because they'd done me a favor and brought my license plate back? Well, the answer is obviously no. There was no imminent danger of use of force. There was no threat at all. They were doing me a favor that could have cost me a lot of money. And for that, I'm grateful. And I'm grateful for the fact that a policeman can go to the door, and if he smells meth cooking, he's allowed to do a reasonable search if he can get you to open the door. If not, he has to get a search warrant based on the fact that he smells the chemicals that the meth is cooking. And basically, then he can enter your home. I'm all for lawful entry. What I'm against is for someone coming in, and this is a direct outgrowth, if you understand this, this is a direct outgrowth of the idea that officers and DEA agents and those kinds of things can simply kick in a door on a no-knock warrant. And, of course, we have the Patriot Act now, which basically says you can get a warrant after the fact. In other words, you can have your door kicked in, and then we'll worry about the formalities of getting a warrant after we've kicked your door in and searched your home and done all those things. Well, that's not legal. It never has been legal, and despite what the federal Supreme Court says, it still isn't legal. The Constitution is very clear about that. Read the Fourth Amendment. We aren't going to do that because we're really short on time. But a person is justified in using deadly force and does not have a duty to retreat. In other words, the old idea that somehow you have a duty to retreat if you're attacked, which only existed in this country for a very short period, maybe 30 or 40 years. You'll still hear people make that argument that you have a duty to retreat. No, you don't. Your home is your domain. You have the right to defend it from an attacker. If the person reasonably believes that the force is necessary to prevent serious bodily injury to the person or a third person, or the commission of a forcible felony, no person in this state shall be placed in legal jeopardy of any kind whatsoever for protecting the person or a third person by reasonable means necessary. Well, as far as this discussion goes, I think we've seen that there's a lot of justification for passing this law, and the Indiana Supreme Court made a serious mistake, because basically what it said was that a policeman can come into your home illegally anytime they want to and do anything they want to you. it doesn't say that directly, obviously, but that's the implication. Many of these things have, remember, they have implications beyond the actual words. And since we're out of time, I'm going to say join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies when we'll discuss a little more of this.